This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword LoveSport.
LoveSport, you are listening to the Crystal Palace Fan Show on LoveSport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm joined in the studio with the Back of the Nest podcast, DR Kernaz and Max Matthews. Well, it's been kind of a, not in a good way, a Spurs takeover. They've sacked their manager after 5 years. Maurizio Pochettino has been sacked at Tottenham 4 days before that key clash with West Ham on the weekend. Well, we are talking it from a Palace perspective and seeing what all Spurs have made of it. We spoke to Jamie Brand, Ricky Sachs, seeing the social media because Tottenham are trending everywhere. But have your say. Call us into the studio. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call 0208 7020 558. Let's quickly talk, though, because it has been international break. It's been a terrible one for Spurs. What has it been for Crystal Palace? Players have been on international duty. What have they been up to, DR?
I mean, we're talking about breaking news with Pochettino scoring a goal. Breaking news, Benteke scored a goal. And Wayne Hennessy made a brilliant double save. What is going on today?
Upside down world, this.
Yeah, exactly. It's like everyone's lost the plot. Anyways, with the international break so far, of course, Jordan Ayew, he scored a goal yesterday as well. So it's been quite positive in Palace's perspective. Our strikers are scoring goals, which we need right now. We need them to be in high in confidence. So that's a positive. And also Wayne Hennessy, who hasn't really had the chance at Palace, he's getting chances at Wales and he seemed like he's performing well. So overall, I feel like it's been a really positive international break. And I feel like it's a needed one as well after what happened before we went to the international break and how negative it was against Chelsea. So I feel like the players have went. And sometimes this season, for example, we saw it in the summer with Jordan Ayew at the AFCONs. He went there, he got a bit of confidence, he came back and he scored goals for us at the start of the season. So international break, it can actually help teams in a way where the players can go there and just being in a different environment for a week or two and take their minds off Palace, it could help them.
Yeah, it can help them. Obviously, Palace, no wins in for that. They have played some of the bigger teams, City, obviously, Spurs, you know, but and now they play Liverpool on the weekend, Chelsea the week before that. It's just a bad period of form for them, but they're coming up against the bigger sides. No easy game on the weekend. We're going to be previewing the Liverpool game with Mark Flanagan later. Breaking news, though, just into the studio again. Sky Sports have been told this evening that Mourinho is in serious contention to place Pochettino already at Spurs. Talks apparently already going on. DR, I think you mentioned it earlier.
I'm not surprised. He said it, Mourinho said it himself. He wants to come back and manage in the Premier League. So, yeah, I can see that happening 100%.
Well, you said you can see it happening. And, Max, they never make these decisions, do they, to sack manager if sometimes they've not got a man in place already?
Yeah, I think they'll have thought about this for a long time. And Mourinho is an excellent, excellent manager. But Coming back to the Tottenham players, I think they've really let Pochettino down, and I think some of them need to have a long, hard look at themselves. I'm not talking about all of them, obviously, but players, you know, who are coming out, not even speaking to their agents.
No, you point that
personally,
finger, Max, you tell them.
Players personally speaking, saying that, you know, they want to leave and they, you know, they don't, like Danny Rose, for example, saying he's going to see out the rest of his contract, even though he doesn't want to be there. He's their first choice you know, left back. It's really not acceptable.
It is not acceptable. It needs to be left back at home, if I'm honest. Delighted to say, though, now we are joined by Harvey Jones, Palace vlogger, for 90 minutes. Harvey, it's a real pleasure to get you on. Always enjoy chatting with you. Obviously, the news has taken over the show tonight. Just quickly, your thoughts on it. What have you made of it?
Oh, mate, it's absolutely crazy. I couldn't really believe it when I saw it. I just thought that, you know, what happened last season with Spurs in general, the incredible run in the Champions League and a good season as well in the Premier League. I thought that season, just what happened last season alone, was enough for him to stay for as long as he wanted, really. I thought that he warranted at least this season just to see what would have happened. Crazy news. But I do think that if the news with Mourinho is true and that does end up happening, I think, you know, if Spurs, they're trying to get that trophy, aren't they? And maybe he is the man to do it. Like, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but a snatch and grab just for a season and try and win a trophy. Maybe Mourinho is the man. But to sack Pochettino is unbelievable from Spurs, really, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. We're all stunned here, and we are keeping it Palace. But it's funny, we mentioned the job that Roy is doing. West Ham, they're moaning about Pellegrini. Arsenal are having their own problems with Unai Emery. But it's Spurs that have taken the plunge. Do you look at this from a Palace perspective, Harvey, and think, you know, the grass is not always greener? You have to be careful what you wish for in this league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we're talking from like a Palace point of view, I know some people have been critiquing Roy quite a lot this season, and he was very close to leaving at multiple points last season. People were saying, just get him out, let's get in a manager with a better style of football. So, and, you know, we've seen what happened with West Brom, you know, sacking Pulis, and what's happened to them, Stoke City as well. So, you know, as you said, the grass isn't always greener, and sometimes you've just got to, you know, stick to the manager, you know, put trust in and give faith to the manager and trust that he's got a plan and that, you know, back him. And, you know, I think Pochettino is definitely good enough to have got them out of the trouble they were in. I think it all came back to the summer and certain players not leaving. And I think it was just a bit of a mess in the summer. But, it's, you know, as I said, Pochettino, he was definitely the right man for Spurs with a bit of time to get over over the poor summer window. And I just can't believe he's ended up being sacked.
Hi, Harvey. Just looking at Palace, this international break, it seems like it's actually helped us in a way. Christian Benteke, he scored a goal tonight. Jordan Ayew scored a goal as well. And Wayne Hennessy's made a brilliant double save, it seems like. What have you made of the international break so far for Palace?
Yeah, no, I totally agree, mate. I think that I'm really happy that Benteke scored. I think every time, I've said a few times, to be honest, that his time at Palace is over. But he seems to be just holding on for dear life, you know, at the end of the coattails, trying to stay in the squad and try and make a name for himself, try and get back in the team with performances like this in the international break. Hopefully we see some sort of form come back from him. I doubt it, but it is good to see him scoring. Same with Ayew. I think continuing his good form at the start of the season is fantastic to see. I think he scored in the last international break as well for Ghana. So, yeah, it's definitely positive for us to see these players still playing well or trying to get some form going, especially because, as you guys mentioned already, the poor run of form we've been on, despite playing obviously very tricky sides, it's always good for our players to be getting some form going.
Yeah, looking ahead to the weekend, of course, Tottenham seem like, not Tottenham, and Liverpool, they seem like they've picked up a couple of injuries to the star men. What do you make of Palace's chances? Are you confident?
I think you've got to be realistic going into it. They are unbeaten. And, you know, it's one of those games that I've gone to in the past, you know, almost going in expecting the defeat. But, you know, you just go, because you never know. You never know with Palace. You never know on the days. Try and create an atmosphere, have some fun. And, you know, you never know what will happen. I think that Liverpool will see it out, in all honesty. But then again, I don't think that it's necessarily going to be a hammering. I think games with Liverpool have always been quite close in the past. Just look at Anfield last year. We only decided to put 3 past them at Anfield. Didn't get the result on the day. But we've definitely come close in recent years. And we've obviously had some great results against Liverpool at Selhurst Park, you know. So I think that, you know, on our day, we can definitely give any team a run for their money. But and definitely injuries to their team, Salah missing out in particular, is really key for us. I think it's a great bit of news. But in all honesty, I think they will have enough on the day with the depth they have, the way they're playing at the moment, definitely grinding out results in a way that we haven't really seen Liverpool do in previous seasons. I think they will have enough on the day, but you never know. You never know how the injuries could affect them.
Hi, Harvey. What do you think Palace need to do on the day to beat them? What do you think needs to happen for us to get the victory?
Well, I think definitely being something that Roy's definitely done well in this season in particular, I think, is having a really, really good structure in the side. You know, the midfield, as much as, you know, some fans can critique the midfield three for being too defensive and not having enough creativity, in games like this against Liverpool and some of the top teams, it is probably the best move to go for, you know, to try. It may not be as exciting as some fans would hope for, but it is probably the best way to get a result against sides like Liverpool. Obviously, Cahill and the defence need to have a pretty much a 9 or 10 out of 10 performance. And I think that Cahill is, in particular, is a massive player in these sort of games. His leadership and the way he can command a back four and just keep the unit of the midfield and the back four really close and tight. That's the main thing. I think forcing players like Alexander-Arnold and Robertson narrower and stop them going out wide and trying to you know, make it a really tight, narrow game, especially on a pitch like Selhurst. I think that's the key. You know, giving their players like Alexander-Arnold and Robertson and obviously Mane, those sort of players width gives them the advantage, I think, and just keeping them inside, trying to play into those pockets where we can obviously come in and intercept the ball is probably the best bet. And then obviously trying to be clinical on the break, which is easier said than done, especially with our attacking threat this season. We've been quite poor in terms of shots and chances created and goals scored in particular. But that is the only way I see us getting anything, really.
Well, Harvey, we really appreciate you coming on tonight in what has been a mad show, but it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Hopefully, maybe we'll get you on next week and then we can have a full chat and then we can talk about the Liverpool game and look to the following games after that. Harvey, always nice to get you on. Harvey Jones there, Palace vlogger for 90 minutes. Well, it has been a mad show, but we are looking and turning our attentions to that game on the weekend. It is the European champions, the league leaders, Liverpool. They're in fine form. They have to lose at some point. That's what Palace and me, we're going to be telling you right here on the back of the next show. But we will be across all of the developments and tell you what is happening over at Spurs.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
Are listening to the Crystal Palace Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. You are listening, and I am still here with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm joined in the studio with the back of the Nest podcast. I quickly ran over to Spurs, was trying to find out the latest information. I found it. They've sacked their manager. We've been talking about it. We're all over it. Pochettino has gone after 5 years, but we're talking about Palace against Liverpool. But we want to know what you're saying about both. So tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. I'm delighted to say now we're joined by Mark Flanagan, who is the Love Sport Northwest correspondent. Mark, we're here to talk about Liverpool, obviously. We want to get your thoughts on the game, and also we want to get your thoughts on everything that's happening at the minute. But Crystal Palace do play the European champions and the league leaders this weekend. It's a massive game for Palace, no winning for. Liverpool are flying. What do you make of it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mark. Can you hear us?
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear myself being introduced. Sorry. Apologies.
Mark, I've done the best introducing I've ever done. I G'd you up so perfect, mate. I teed you up. It was just like a nice driver going down the A1, mate. I've left you with about 50 yards. It's just a short pitch, honestly. No, Mark, what I was just saying...
Apologies.
No, you never have to apologise on this show, Mark. Just never do it again, please. We are talking about the game with Crystal Palace on the weekend.
Of
it's
course.
Such a big one. European champions, league leaders, they just don't seem like they're ever going to lose. Palace fans don't want to hear this. No winning four. They're playing all the big guns at the minute, City, Chelsea, now it's Liverpool. What do you make of the weekend's contest?
Well, it's funny you talk about that, and obviously I know Palace haven't had a great run, but if you look at who they've played, they've had a really tough run, haven't they? They're playing all the best teams, and I think Liverpool fans will be more wary of Palace than probably Palace fans tend to think, really, because obviously the Eagles have just got this knack of derailing the best clubs. If you see what happened at City last year, and they've got such a good record against the better clubs, and obviously if you're a Liverpool fan, you don't have to look back very far to remember games against Palace that have been memorable, not for the right reasons. The Dwight Gale game, I think Liverpool fans call it, 6 years ago, and obviously even going back to the FA Cup semi-final in 1990. So yes, Palace haven't been great in the last sort of 4 or 5 games, but that knack they've got of turning it on against the big boys, I'm sure will have lots of Liverpool fans slightly nervous.
There seems like there's something different with Liverpool this year. I was watching the City game, and it seems like the players are more focused. They just want it more. I mean, is there any difference, or am I just looking too much into it?
No, I think it comes from that kind of inner belief that having won the Champions League, they just feel like they're going to win. And you know, I can't remember who said it's not an accident they win a lot of games in the last sort of 5 minutes, because they just believe that inner belief that the great United side had under Fergie. Liverpool are showing signs of that. I mean, they're not dominating. Teams are not winning by 3 or 4 goals in many of the games. They're winning lots of games by the odd goal, actually. They've done that in the last 3 months, but they're just seeming to find a way. And actually, while they're playing a lot of football, they should be more susceptible. I think once the Champions League group stages are out the way, I think they'll actually go up another gear, and then they're just playing Premier League football. I think it's one of those things that actually they could start turning it on even more. And obviously, if that happens, the rest of the Premier League have got big problems.
Going into the game, there's reports that Salah might be out, and also Van Dijk. We withdrew from the Netherlands squad.
And Robertson as well.
Yeah, so what exactly is going on there? It seems like there's quite a crisis. It's not a crisis, but it seems like we're reaching a crisis stage at this point.
Well, for Liverpool, it's a crisis because they've done so well, managing to avoid injuries, you know, particularly in the key positions with their big-time players. Salah, obviously, his injury goes back to he got a really bad challenge from Choudhury in the Leicester game, and he's been carrying this knock, and then that was exacerbated in the challenge with Fernandinho. So there are reports that it could be out for up to 5 weeks, although he's been sort of playing training with a protective boot. It's one of those injuries where he can play probably with painkilling injections, but is it worth the risk? You've got to remember as well that when Liverpool beat Barcelona 4-0, they did it without Salah. They had Origi, Firmino and Mane is the front three. So with the form of Oxlade-Chamberlain as well, the big three aren't as kind of considered as crucially important as they probably were 18 months ago. And I think Liverpool fans will look at the team sheet and not see Salah and not be that worried, particularly if he plays Oxlade-Chamberlain, who's coming into some great form at the moment.
I know Liverpool are flying right now, but are there any weaknesses that Palace could potentially target in order to get at least a point from this game?
Well, Liverpool are conceding goals. I mean, they haven't kept that many clean sheets. Compared to the previous year, they've barely conceded, they barely kept any clean sheets. So they give you a chance. And the way that Liverpool overload with the full-backs pressing forward, they do give teams opportunities. The Klopp full throttle football, hoping to overwhelm. But you look at Palace on the counter; they've got players who can hurt Liverpool. I know Saha would be the one that Liverpool fans think about, but he's not. You know, he's not scoring. He's not really, really turning it on. But the other guys are stepping up in many of the games, and I just feel that you will get opportunities, and it's just obviously a question of whether the boys up front are clinical in front of goal.
Mark, what is your score prediction for the weekend then, Palace versus Liverpool?
Well, there's been a lot of 2-1 victories for Liverpool at Selhurst Park in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So I'm going to go for a 1-1.
Always sitting on the fence there, Mark. And obviously, just before I get the guys in the studio score prediction, big news at the minute. Spurs have just sacked their manager. I know you're the North West correspondent, Mark, but what have you made of it?
I was really shocked. The fact that it's actually Tottenham and Daniel Levy acting and not Pochettino agitating for a move, it just sounds like the Spurs board have got the man that they want to replace him lined up. And I think that'll probably happen very, very quickly. I can't see them sacking him and then obviously going without somebody. So obviously their next target, whoever that might be, Eddie Howe, there's been a lot of support. He's come right down in the betting. But I think Mourinho's still favourite. But I think if Spurs appointed Mourinho, there would be a lot of upset Spurs fans.
Yeah, I think it's a mix, though, that we're hearing even on tonight's show. They want a winner. Mourinho wanting to stay in London. He is the favourite. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on the show, though. Mark,
cheers, Flanagan, guys.
Such a Thank delight you. To have when Mark's on, such an insight there. He was going for a 1-1. He was sitting on the fence. We're not going to do that, are we, DR?
Nah. 2-0 Liverpool.
Before I get your predictions, because I know that's not your serious one, I hope it's not. Max, I'll start with you then, because DR's on a 1-minute suspension. How do you think the game will play out, and then your score prediction?
I think it's going to be a tight game. I think always Palace tend to do well against Liverpool. You know, people forget we were really close to getting a result there at Anfield last season. We scored 3 goals at Anfield last season.
And you stopped on winning the title that year, didn't you? I think, do you remember?
Yeah. And at Istanbul, what a game. We also won at Anfield.
Istanbul, I love that. I've never heard that.
Istanbul, you never heard it?
Never. I'm going to literally dine out on that. That is fantastic. Istanbul, brilliant. Sorry, Max.
That's all right. We also beat Liverpool on Gerrard's final game, and we were Klopp's first defeat at Liverpool a couple of years before that. We've got history against them. I think it'll be really tight, and unfortunately I think they're going to lose. Palace are going to lose 2-1.
Palace are going to lose 2-1. I was hoping for another Chris Stamble. How's it going to play out, score prediction?
I'm a bit confused. It's like they've got injuries, but also they've got massive depth there, so it's like what Palace side is going to come out? Because last time I think it was a Tottenham game where we came out of the international break and we managed to lose 4-0 after we were flying so high. So it really depends on what Palace side come out. But as Max has pointed out, we've actually managed to get a couple of good results against Liverpool in the past. And even last season, when we did lose 3-1, we played some good football at times. And I mean, they're a great side, without a doubt. I saw them play against City, and there's a reason why they're top of the table. But it's Palace, and with Palace, it sounds crazy, but you never know. Like, honestly, you never know what Palace side is going to go out there. So, on that basis, it's so hard getting a prediction out. Like,
come on, DR, come on.
I'll be negative. So,
no, be positive. Let's end it on a positive one.
All right, then.
Let's let those eagles soar.
Zaha scoring 2 goals. 2-1
Palace. 2-1
Palace.
You just love to see it. Well, this has been something of a crazy Palace fan show right here on Love Sport Radio. Dominated by the news and headline in the last hour, Spurs have sacked their manager after 5 years, Maurizio Pochettino. But this has been the Crystal Palace fan show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, in the back of the Nest podcast, DR Kern as Max Matthews. We will see you at the same time next Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mate's already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.